Jajanaranjana Yashodanandana Brajajanaranjana Yamunatiravanachari Yamunatiravanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashodanandana Brajajana Ranjana Yashodanandana Brajajana Ranjana Yamunatiravanachari Yamunatiravanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashodanandana Brajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravanachari Yamuna Tiravanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. श्री नाम संकीर्तन की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 17 द डिसेंट ऑफ रिवर गंगा वर्स नंबर 1, 2 and 3। दीज वर्सेस Srila Shukadeva Goswami speaks in prose form, so we will not recite it. I'll just read the verse, translation and purport. This is text 1. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Please do not repeat because it's a prose form. I'll just read for myself, for us. Tatra Bhagavataha Sakshat Agya Lingasya Vishnor Vikramato Vama Padang Gushta Nakha Nirbhinnor द्वांडकटाह विवरेणांत प्रविष्टा या बाह्य जलधारा तच्चरण पंकज अवने जना रुणिकिन किंजल को परिजिता खिल जगत अघम मलापो पर्शन माला साक्षात भगवत पादित्य अनुपलक्षित वाचो अभिद्यमानति महता कालेन युग सहस्रोपलक्षेन दिव्यो मूर्ध्यान्य अवतार यत्तद् विष्णु पदम अहुः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। श्रील शुकदेव गोस्वामी सेड, माय डियर किंग, लॉर्ड विष्णु द एंजॉयर ऑफ ऑल दी सैक्रिफाइसेस अपियर्ड एज वामन देव इन द सैक्रिफिशियल अरीना ऑफ बलि महाराज। देन ही एक्सटेंडेड हिज फुट to the end of the universe and pierced a hole in its covering with the nail of his big toe. Through the holes, the pure water of the causal ocean entered this universe as the Ganges River. Having washed the lotus feet of the Lord, which are covered with reddish powder, the water of the Ganga acquired a very beautiful pink color. Every living being can immediately purify his mind of material contamination by touching the transcendental water of Ganga. Yet its waters remain ever pure. Because the Ganga directly touches the lotus feet of the Lord before descending within this universe, she is known as Vishnupadi. Later, she received other names like Jahanavi and Bhagirathi. After 1000 millenniums, the water of the Ganga descended on Dhruvaloka, the topmost planet in the universe. Therefore, all learned sages and scholars proclaim Dhruvaloka to Vishnupad, means situated on Lord Vishnu's lotus feet. Purport. In this verse, Shukadeva Goswami describes the glories of the river Ganga. The water of the Ganga is called Patita Pavani, the deliverer of all sinful living beings. It is a proven fact that a person who regularly bathes in Ganga is purified both externally and internally. Externally, his body becomes immune to all kinds of disease, and internally he gradually develops a devotional attitude towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Throughout India, many thousands of people live on the banks of the Ganga, and by regularly bathing in her waters, they are undoubtedly being purified both spiritually and materially. Many sages, including Shankaracharya, have composed prayers in the praise of Ganga, and the land of India itself has become glorious because such rivers as the Ganga, Yamuna, Godavari, Kaveri, Krishna and Narmada flow there. Anyone living on the land adjacent to these rivers is naturally advanced in spiritual consciousness. Srila Madhvacharya says, Varahe Vama Padam Tu Tadanneshu Tu Dakshinam Padam Kalpeshu Bhagavan Ujahara Trivikramaha. Standing on his right foot and extending his left to the edge of the universe, Lord Vamana became known as Trivikrama, the incarnation who performed three heroic deeds.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Suratau Pango Mama Manda Matergati Matsarvasva Padambojo Shri Radha Madana Mohana Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrumada Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanastau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Preshthalibhisevyamano Smarami Srimandra Sarasarambhi Vamshi Vata Tatastita Karshan Venu Svanir Gopi Gopinatha Shriyestuna Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Iti Namine Shri Varshabhanave Deve Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vidhyana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadhya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Shri Rupanuga Viruddhapa Apasiddhanta Dhvanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshadvairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambodhe Padambujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshtaha Sajjana Priya Vaishnavaha Sarva Bhaumashri Jagannathayate Namaha Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Ditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayite Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishaye Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings of all the devotees who have assembled for today's morning Bhagavatam class. We are going to discuss from 5th canto, and today is a very wonderful and glorious pastime of Mother Ganga descending on planet Earth. As 2nd canto of Srimad Bhagavatam explains that Bhagavatam has 10 topics to discuss, and all the topics are covered almost in all the pastimes or the cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, but some topics are highlighted in some of the cantos. Atra sarga visargascha sthanam poshanam utaya manvantare ishanukatha nirodho mukti rashaya. These are topics: the primary creation, the secondary creation, and then it comes that how Lord through Brahmaji, a secondary engineer, creates this world and create place for different living entities to stay. And so we are going through this wonderful section. Many speakers already mentioned that it's a very esoteric part of Srimad Bhagavatam. In what sense? We cannot directly comprehend this knowledge or this information, because Srimad Bhagavatam is mainly emphasized on the Lord, Bhakta, Bhagwan, and Bhakti. And in this discussion, Shri Sukhdev Goswami is also describing these glorious activities of the Lord, how He made these universes appear in this world. So today's topic is descendant of the river Ganga. But Srimad Bhagavatam itself in 10th canto, it mentions, Vasudeva katha prashna punati strin lokan vaktaram shotrakam pricham yatpada salilam hari. So he says that the topics of the Lord, the glories of the Lord, they purifies three kinds of people. Shotram, the one who hears. Then Vaktaram, one who speaks. And Pritchakam. So whenever there is discussion on Srimad Bhagavatam, it is not one-sided discussion. It's not just the transfer, giving of information. It's about hearing, understanding, discussing. And definitely there will be some discussions and question and answers. So all these three kinds of people are purified by hearing Bhagavatam, and the shlokas mentions how it purifies Yatpada Salilam Hari. So how, what is the Yatpada Salilam? So this verse also mentions that Mother Ganga has origin in the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as much as the Mother Ganga can purify the person whoever takes her shelter, the topics of the Supreme Lord also purifies the person. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam says, Pravishtaha Karna Randrena, that as soon as the Krishna Katha enters, so the polluted heart get purified. And the analogy is given again a river here, that now it's a rainy season. So we see that many channels, water channels like the river, the water is falling from the, there are so many wonderful waterfalls, the water is falling. And that water which carries the mud, then it goes and meets to the river. And the river, it appears to be polluted or dirty, or it has so much of soil into it. But it is said that after this Varsha Ritu, what happens? The mud settles down and again the water become crystal clear. So similarly, this Krishna Katha, when it enters the ears, it purifies and pacifies the heart. So these verses are spoken by Srila Sukhdev Goswami, and this beautiful narration of Srimad Bhagavatam itself is happening on the bank of Mother Ganga. And Parikshit Maharaj, when he was cursed that he will have death by bite of a Takshaka serpent, so in spite of becoming remorse, he thanked Krishna. He said, I was so much attached, and Dvijashapa Rupam, and Krishna has come in the form of mercy, that I know that I have to leave my body within 7 days by this curse of Takshaka. So let me take shelter of Krishna in the form of Krishna Katha. And he sits on the bank of Mother Ganga. So first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 19th chapter, it mentions, Tam mopayatam pratiyantu vipra gangam cha devi dhitachittamishe dijopasrishta kuhakas takshakova dashatvalam ga yata vishnu gatha. So I took this verse specifically because now Parikshit Maharaj on this fifth canto, he is hearing about descendant of Ganga, but he is himself sitting on the banks of Mother Ganga. And he is hearing that how Mother Ganga has come to this mortal world. He says, Tam opayatam pratiyantu vipra. Pratiyantu vipra. O vipra, O devotees, O sages, please accept me. Why? Because dvijopa srishta kuhakas takshokava. I have got a curse by a brahmana that takshaka will come and bite me. Dashatvalam. But he says, but he has no fear. Because he says, Gangam cha devi dhritachittamishe. I have taken shelter of the Supreme Lord. The lotus feet of Lord I have taken in my... I have taken shelter of Lord's lotus feet in my heart. I have no fear. And also, I have taken shelter of Mother Ganga, who is also the representative of the Supreme Lord. And so he's sitting on the bank of Mother Ganga and he's praying that let me perfect my life by engaging myself in hearing this glorious Krishna Katha or the glorious pastimes of the Lord. So scriptures elsewhere also mention that we see this beautiful rivers or the holy rivers in India. Srila Prabhupada also mentioned in the purport, Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, Narmada, Kaveri, Sindhu, all these holy rivers, they have origin in the Lord's lotus feet. We call them Tirtha, Tirtha Kshetra, Tirtha, or we take Charanamrit every day. That is Tirtha, because Lord has been bathed with that water, and that purified water, that holy sanctified water, we accept as Charanamritam. So every day we worship the Supreme Lord. And first time when I got some opportunity few years back to serve the deities, and I entered the backup room. The deities were not installed, they were just a small center. Gaur Shishi Gaur Nitai was there, and they told me to make Gangajal, and I have no idea. And that time I got a training that whenever we worship the Supreme Lord, the water has to be purified. So Krishna is always bathed with the purified water, specifically invoking the different holy rivers. And that's how every day when we bathe the Lord also, we invoke the river, Gangecha Yamunecha, perform different mudras, purify the water, and offer that water to Krishna. And that all those rivers, they are having the origin at Lord's lotus feet. In third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, during creation, different elements, they also offer prayers to Krishna. And a beautiful prayer they offer, this is, Marganti yatte mukhapad manire, chandah suparne rishayo vivikte, yasyagamorshat sariradvaraya, padam padam tirthapada prapanna. So, this prayer says, Marganti yatte mukhapad manire, chandah suparne rishayo vivikte. So Rishya Vivikte, Vivikta means those whose mind has been purified, Vivikta. Rishaye, those devotees, what they do? Marganti yatte mukhapadma nida. So these devotees, they making the wings of Vedas, the knowledge of the Vedas as their wings, they fly. Now, when the birds fly, then they want to take shelter in the nest, right? So these words explain. So what is the shelter of these devotees who knows about Krishna from the scriptures, Vedas, which are manifested from Lord himself? So taking the knowledge from the Vedas, making this knowledge as a wings, they fly. And what is their nest? What is their shelter? Marganti yatte mukha padma nide. The lotus face of the Lord is the shelter. So it means they try to meditate, they try to take shelter of the Supreme Lord. Yasyagamarsho sariradvaraya. And this prayer mentioned that from the Lord's lotus feet, all these holy rivers, they have their origin. Yasyagamarsho sariradvaraya, padam padam tirtha padha prapanna. And that's why How glorious are the Lord's lotus feet. Just the water which has originated from the Lord's lotus feet is purifying all these three worlds. Because today we are going to discuss these three verses of this chapter. That how Mother Ganga, she appears from the spiritual world, enters the material realm. It comes to Dhruva Loka and it goes to Saptarishi's planets. So, Padam Padam Tirtha Padha Prapanna. So, Lord's lotus feet are the shelter of the places of all pilgrimage. So, this is so very important. And in this verse purport, Prabhupada mentions that Ganga is Patita Pavani. And specifically, he mentions that people who resides on the bank of Ganga, so it is said, wherever these holy rivers, they flow, these are very auspicious places. And wherever the holy rivers doesn't flow, generally we don't see many civilizations. But in the modern world, we can see how people expand wherever there's a land and they stay. But such kind of places, they are called as Radhadesh. Radhadesh means where no such holy rivers, they flow. And so, but many of these holy rivers and on the banks of these rivers, there are many wonderful places. How like Mother Ganga, she originates to our physical eyes from Gangotri, from the glacier, and she moves through Haridwar, Rishikesh, goes through West Bengal and meets the Bay of Bengal. And we see there are many beautiful holy places on her banks. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that those people who get residence on the banks of Ganga are very fortunate. And I was thinking that there are many people who might get this opportunity to stay at the bank of Ganga. But do we really take advantage of that? Ek Hindi mein bahut sundar kahavat hai. Kehte hai, man changa, to katoti mein Ganga. It means you may go to river Ganga, but if you do not take shelter, if you do not understand her importance, definitely there can be some spiritual benefit. Because in every spiritual aspect, like Krishna also says in Gita, ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyam. How we take shelter of holy name, the Bhagavatam, the deities of the Lord, the devotees. So to that degree we get in reciprocation. So there are so many people who lives on the banks of Ganga. Like, you know, there are some people who stays at the bank of Mother Ganga and they might do the fishing. They go and catch the fish. So will also they be benefited. So it's not only that you just stay on the bank of Ganga, but while staying at her bank, we're taking her shelter, what is our heart? How we take her shelter? That is very important. So just, that's why they says, na? Just tirtha snan, or you go to the tirtha, you bathe yourself. Prabhupada many times says that people go to holy places, it's good. You take bath in the river, holy river, good. But if you do not meet devotees there, if you do not understand the spirituality, the scriptures, the knowledge about the Supreme Lord, then it will not benefit us much. And so this first verse, very interestingly, it opens up the pastime of Vamanadeva. This pastime itself will come in detail in 9th canto. But here, Shukdev Goswami is 8th canto. But here, Shukdev Goswami is the Ganga's appearance would come in 9th canto. Vamandev's pastime in 8th canto and the subsequent pastime of Mother Ganga coming to this mortal world will come in 9th canto. So, here it is mentioned that when Vamanadeva appeared in the arena of Bali Maharaj, we all know this beautiful pastime few days back, Ajit Mukund Prabhu in very detail took that pastime. So Lord asked for three steps and in the third step, the second step, he took all the universes, all the three lokas, whatever is under the jurisdiction of Bali Maharaj. And this was explained that when Lord becomes Trivikrama or when he expanded himself, so he pierced the material realm through which the water of causal ocean could enter to this realm. So I was just thinking, how is it possible? So I was just discussing with Hemrup Chaitanya Prabhu, because sometimes things are not comprehensible, not directly we can understand them. But if we get some example, Maybe a physical example. Like, for example, Bhagavatam also says, Lord is very beautiful. Now, to the extent possible, there's a Shyama Sundara. The Lord is as beautiful as the blackish rainy clouds. It's the maximum extent possible. It doesn't mean looks same like that. It's the unlimited, unparalleled beauty. Asamurtham. Like that. Just to understand that this, even this physical reality has different layers of reality or levels of reality. So I was just discussing with Hemrup Chaitanya Prabhu how to understand these layers, and suddenly a point came in our mind that even this earth, our planet, has different layers in our atmosphere. If you remember in geography studied, mesosphere, thermosphere, stratosphere, troposphere, like that. And in between stratosphere and troposphere, there is a layer called as ozone layer. So that's like a blanket or a shield which does not allow the UV light, the ultraviolet rays, which are also the part or the constituent of sunlight, to enter the planet Earth. Because UV rays could cause harm to the body, to the extent cause cancer. So it's the ozone. And how the ozone is formed in the atmosphere? It is mentioned that UV light itself, it falls on the oxygen layer, and that oxygen molecule breaks down into oxygen atom. And those single oxygen atoms combines with the oxygen molecule and form the O3 ozone. So this is a layer which does not allow the UV light to pass. So see, now we may say, so not everything which is coming from the upper planets or from Lord is allowed to enter. Right? We get directly the sunlight, not the light from all the planets maybe. Or the all the things are allowed to enter this material realm. So this beautiful pastime, Krishna allows Mother Ganga from the spiritual realm, which is the water of the causal ocean, to enter this world. And so when Lord pierces this material realm, and he allows Ganga to descend in this world. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, which is not mentioned in the translation, but in the verse, but Prabhupada mentions that how, because the Ganga directly touches the lotus feet of the Lord before descending within this universe, she is known as Vishnupadi. So one of the name of Mother Ganga is Vishnupadi. But in that, Prabhupada also adds the other names of Mother Ganga. What are they? She is called as Jahnavi, Bhagirathi, and then so many beautiful names, Alakananda. So there are different streams of Mother Ganga, and she appears in this world. So I was just thinking, now, this verse just mentioned that how Lord Vamandev makes a way and Mother Ganga appears. So she has not yet appeared on planet Earth. She has just entered from the spiritual world to the topmost planets, maybe. In the previous verses, we have seen how there's a Jambudvip, there's Sumeru Mountains, and then there's Brahmapuri, Samyamani, the different places of the four Dikpalas, and how that Mother Ganga falls on them. It falls to the different realms, different planets. Specifically, the verse 2, it mentions that it first falls on the Dhruvaloka, which is the topmost planet in this realm, right? And then it comes to the Saptarishi planet. And it is Bhagirath who has brought Mother Ganga to this planet Earth. So this beautiful story of Mother Ganga appearing on this planet is mentioned in 9th canto. So this 9th canto describes Ishanu Katha, different pastimes of the Supreme Lord. And while describing this Surya Vamsha and the Chandra Vamsha, or the Sun Dynasty, different names of the kings comes. And there's one king named Sagar Maharaj. So there are beautiful stories of each and of these historical personalities. These kings are very great. In that dynasty, only Lord Ram as a Raghukula and Lord Krishna himself appear in Yadu Vamsha. So this king Sagara, he is called as Sagara because he was born with a poison. And so Gara is poison. So he was born with a poison, so called as Sagara. And this Sagar Maharaj was a very great soul. He was following the Brahmanas. The name of his guru is Aurava. It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was performing different sacrifices, we know. And he was doing Ashwamedh Yajna. And that Ashwa has to go different places. So I'll tell the story in short because we want to come to the point how Bhagirath brought Ganga to this planet. So this Ashwa was in the northeast, it's mentioned, from their kingdom in the Kapil Muni's ashram. This Ashwa was there. And Sagar Maharaj has 60,000 sons. He has two wives, Keshi and Sumati. So the 60,000 sons, they went to find out the horse. And when they went to the Kapil Muni's ashram, they saw that horse was tied there. So they thought he is Indra who has stolen the horse. Because we see in pastimes of Prithu Maharaj also, whenever somebody performs Ashwamedh Yajna, Indra Dev becomes so much impatient. And so he might steal the horse. So these sons of Sagar Maharaj, they thought it's Indra Dev who has stolen their horse. And they tried to attack Kapil Dev. And Kapil Dev, an incarnation of the Lord, by his transcendental anger, all these 60,000 sons are burned. So when the sons doesn't come back, the sons of Sagar Maharaj from the other wife, Sumati, his name is Asmanjasa. This Asmanjasa, he worked very hard and he wants to please Sagar Maharaj. But this Asmanjasa Sagar Maharaj, because of his improper behavior, he was like thrown away from the kingdom. So there was son of Asmanjas Maharaj, his name was Amshuman. So Amshuman now is a grandson of Sagar Maharaj. So he went and tried to search the horses. He went to the Kapil Muni's ashram and he found that there was a pile of ashes. All these 60,000 sons, they were burned and their ashes were lying there. He offered his prayers to Kapil Dev, understanding him to be a great personality, to be the Supreme Lord. And Kapil Dev tells him, if you get Mother Ganga to this earth, then all these of your brothers will get purified or liberated. So this Amshuman, he tries hard to get Mother Ganga. But Bhagavata mentions, he couldn't bring the Ganga to this world to deliver his uncles. And he died in due course of time. So this Bhagirath Maharaj is Amshuman's son. So great-grandson of Sagar Maharaj. So this Bhagirath Maharaj, he performed austerities. He tried to please Mother Ganga. And Mother Ganga, being pleased with Bhagirath, she told, okay, you have pleased me. I can appear in this world, but I have two conditions. Because my flow is very high. If I enter in this world directly, then it may cause destruction. And second thing is, my second concern is, on the earth, people will bathe in my water to be purified of their sinful reactions. How shall I be free from those sins accumulated in me? So Mother Ganga is all purifying. As soon as the people of this world comes to know that Mother Ganga is taking all sins. So what? Does it mean that we should perform sins, take bath in Mother Ganga, leave our sins there? And again come and make the same mistakes. No. Then it will be Manye Kunjara Shauchavat. It won't benefit at large. So these were the two concerns of Mother Ganga. I cannot come because of my flow. And second thing, when people come and bathe in me, they will put their sins into me. But what about me? So, Bhagirath Maharaj satisfies her of both her desires or conditions. She also worships Lord Shiva. He pleased Lord Shiva and Lord Shiva accepted that I will hold Mother Ganga in my jata and his jata Shankar and he will control the flow of Mother Ganga like that. Okay, this is taken care so she can peacefully flow and benefit the three worlds. But what about people coming and bathing in her? So he says, Sadavo Nyasinha Shanta Brahmishta Loka Pavana Haranti agham tyanga sangat teshwasti agabidhari. Don't worry, Mother Ganga. Sadavo nyasinaha shanta. It's not that when you appear in this mortal world, only the people who are sinful will come and bathe in you. No. There are so many wonderful devotees of the Lord who are detached. Sadavo nyasinaha shanta. Who are detached from the desires and are peaceful. Brahmishta loka pavana. And they are fixed up in the Lord. And they purify the world. Haranti agham tyanga sangat. When such devotees, they would bathe in you. So they will remove all the sins. Teshavaste agabid hari. Because they carry hari, the destroyer of sin, in their hearts. So do not worry. When the devotees of the Lord will come and bathe in you, so they will purify you. That's why one of the bhajans, it is said that after bathing Ganga, one get purified. Darshane pavitra kore yeto maragun. But it's mentioned that when we see the pure devotees of the Lord, just by their darshan, person gets purified. Why? Again, the same point is mentioned. Tesha vaste agabhid hari. Because they have taken the shelter of the Lord, or they have Lord Hari in their heart. So, after these two conditions were fulfilled, Mother Ganga, then she appeared on this in this world, and the sons of Sagar Maharaj were delivered. So this is the glory of Mother Ganga, that how she has appeared in this world to purify all the three worlds. So since we are discussing appearance of Mother Ganga from the spiritual realm to this so-called material realm, from that to this universe where we are living, so I thought let's also discuss, our discussions won't get complete if you won't discuss also the second descendant of Mother Ganga. Because one of the mother name of Mother Ganga is Vishnu Padi, we have learned today. But we also have one more Ganga, which is very special on this planet. Who is she? Manasi Ganga. Because this Manasi Ganga, because this Mother Ganga, which is flowing from Gangotri to the Bay of Bengal, has originated from the Lord's lotus feet. But this beautiful Mother Ganga appearing in land of Vraja, and she is called Manasi Ganga because she has appeared from the mind or heart of the Lord. So we'll discuss this beautiful pastime, because we are very fortunate, we are in Shridham Vrindavan, we every day takes darshan of Manasi Ganga. So how she appeared in Shri Vrindavan? So in Vrindavan, we know already Mother Yamuna is flowing, and Mother Yamuna is younger sister of Mother Ganga. So it is mentioned, why? Because through the hole made by, or the which is pierced by Vamanadev, all the holy rivers came. It's not only Mother Ganga. So Mother Ganga appeared first or flowed first. So she is called the elder sister. Mother Yamuna is the younger sister. So now we know when Krishna manifested Vrindavan in this Bhauma Vrindavan, when he performs the pastime, Mother Yamuna is flowing. Mother Ganga passed by and reaches the ocean. So she also has desire that I also want to participate in the Lord's pastime. Because Lord is sporting in Mother Yamuna. So she requested her younger sister, I also want to be part of Shri Vrindavan Dham. So somebody may say, is it out of envy? No. Because spiritual world, no envy is there. We know that Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, mention that all the birds, they stop singing when the Brungadipe Heva Katha, that when the bumblebee starts singing Harikatha, all the sweet singing birds, they stop. All the fragrant flowers, they glorify Tulasi. Because Gandher Chite Tulasi Ka Rachane Nesa. Lord wears Tulasi garland, or always has his lotus feet with Tulasi Maharani. So it's not out of envy, but it's a genuine desire to get service, the Lord's service. So she requests Mother Yamuna that please make petition to the Lord so that I can also get opportunity and entry into Vrindavan Dham. So we know that Vrindavan Dham is very special, and the devotees get entry into Shridham Vrindavan by the mercy of devotees, acharyas, Gurudev. So here also Mother Ganga approaching her younger sister to enter in Vrindavan. Any other example from Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita? How by devotees' grace we get Lord's grace? Kala Krishna Das, yeah. But specifically, I want to highlight one example where devotee is very much eager to get mercy of the Lord, and he is Kaliya also, Pratap Rudra Maharaj. Because he was so much hankering for the mercy of the Lord, but he was, because Krishna Mahaprabhu says, Nishkin Chanasya Bhagavad Bhajanon Mukhasya Paramparam Jigameshwar Bhavasagarasya Ha Hant Hant Vishabhakshnatopya Sadhu. He says, I could not meet Vishais, because it's like a death or taking poison. I will not meet him. But what is the hope then? Devotees. So Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions, Prabhura nikata ache yatha bhakta gan mora lagita sabare kariha nivedan. So devotees, they petitioned for Pratap Rudra Maharaj, and he got mercy of the Lord. So here also we see Ganga Mai has so much desire to take shelter of Vrindavan Dham. So through Yamuna, she approached the Lord. And it is mentioned that Yamuna Devi, she petitioned for Mother Ganga to Krishna, for her elder son, that please give her also the entry. So Krishna, being Bhakta Vatsal, he says, okay. So then Krishna is going to perform a beautiful pastime through which Mother Ganga is going to get entry into Vrindavan. So we all know this beautiful pastime, that how Lord killed Vatsasur. So Kamsa, being the maternal uncle of the Lord, was sending many gifts after Krishna's appearance. And so one of the gifts Kamsa sent was Vatsasur. And so Krishna killed Vatsasur. And after killing Vatsasur, as it happened in the pastime of Arishtasur, the gopis, headed by Srimati Radharani, she told, even though he was a demon, but you have killed him. So now, you have done a sin, and you have to purify yourself out of sin. So, what I have to do? So they says, you have to take bathe in Ganga. Because Mother Ganga, she purifies all the sins. So Krishna, not wanting to go out of Raja, he thought of a wonderful idea. Why not manifest Ganga in Vrindavan? And then, in this pastime, Krishna manifested Mother Ganga from his heart. And that has become Manasi Ganga. So gopis, they said, oh no, 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 we don't accept that this is Mother Ganga. How this water is Mother Ganga? And then, on the order of Lord Krishna, Mother Ganga herself showed a beautiful darshan to all the Brajavasis. And is mentioned that what is the vahana or the asana of Mother Ganga? Crocodile. And for Mother Yamuna? Tortoise. If you take a beautiful darshan, Mother Yamuna is wearing a blue sari. She has, our Yamuna deities, she is sitting on tortoise. So it is mentioned that she appeared in a very beautiful form, and she was sitting on a crocodile or the makara. So this makara, it is mentioned that which has a jaws like crocodile, body of a fish, trunk of an elephant, and tail of a peacock. This is a beautiful makara on which Mother Ganga appeared. And that's how this Mansi Ganga is the biggest pond in the Shridham Vrindavan. And there's one more beautiful pastime connected to this Mansi Ganga, that it is mentioned that once one mendicant was passing through Shridham Vrindavan, and he mentioned to the Brajavasis that once he was taking bath in Mother Ganga, and he saw that when Garuda was carrying some snake in his mouth, somehow that snake touched Mother Ganga, and immediately that snake got its 400 form, and he was delivered and he was purified. So hearing this pastime, all the Brajavasis were so much excited, and including Nanda Maharaj, they said, oh, it is so nice. We also want to go to Vaikuntha. We also want to get mercy of Lord Narayan. So let's go to Ganga and on the bank of Ganga and take bath there. And Vrajavasis are very quick in their decisions. Similarly, they made a plan. Everybody came together and they decided to go on the bank of Mother Ganga. So it is mentioned this pastime that Krishna was also accompanying them. They traveled. They came till Govardhan. And then Krishna asked Nanda Maharaj, where are we going? And Nanda Maharaj said, we are going to Haridwar. So I was hearing this beautiful pastime from Dinabandhu Prabhu, and he says, Nanda Maharaj is thinking, let's go to Haridwar and take bath in Ganga, but Hari is at your dwar only. So why you need to go to Haridwar to take bath there? And when Krishna heard that, oh, you're going to take bath in Ganga, so don't go. All the holy places resides in Shridham Vrindavan. You need not go on the bank of Ganga. Let's go and take bath in Manasi Ganga. And then Krishna took all the Brajavasis to Manasi Ganga. And they had nice festival. And they all took bath in Manasi Ganga. But there also, again, Brajavasis says, oh, there are so many beautiful ponds in Vrindavan. How we could say this is Mother Ganga again? Again, on request of Lord Krishna, Manasi Ganga, the Ganga Devi has shown her beautiful appearance, and the Brajavasis, they all could take darshan of Mother Ganga. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written Gitavali, and in that he gave a wonderful name to Krishna. He says, Manasa Gangara Dani. The Krishna is the one who has revealed Manasi Ganga, like that. So there's so much importance of Manasi Ganga. Lord has performed so many beautiful pastimes, and especially we see Maharaj has kept this beautiful pastime, both pastime of Krishna, Shrimati Radharani Krishna and all the gopis having Nauka Vihar in Manasi Ganga. We have beautiful darshan. It's the biggest pond in Vrindavan. And it is also mentioned that this river, the water of Manasi Ganga, it is the Ganga's heart melted in the love for the divine couple. So this, as we know, that this is the love of Mother Ganga melted for the divine couple present in the form of the sweet water of Manasi Ganga. So there's also a beautiful pastime, I just remembered when I was going through these verses, that there's one beautiful pastime of Srila Jiva Goswami also. It is mentioned that the Rajput kings, you know, in the old days, kings used to have some debates and pandits will come and they will discuss on certain topics. So there was a discussion, who is great, Mother Ganga or Yamuna? And so the message was sent to Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami never traveled out of Vrindavan, but this pastime mentioned he went. And when he went in the court of the Rajputs, and he went and he glorified so much Mother Ganga, and then he said, this Mother Ganga, she flows from the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So she is so glorious. But what to speak about Mother Yamuna? Krishna has so many sportive pastimes in her water, and she is one of the consort of the Lord. So who is great, you all decide. And then, so the king was so much pleased. And he said, in those days, it was very rare to get papers, because Srila Jiva Goswami and other acharyas, they were writing on the palm leaves, like Rupa Goswami also, this Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu and all. So to get paper was very rare. So when the king was pleased, he offered some gifts to Jiva Goswami. He said, he asked for the papers. If you really want to give me something, then you can give me papers so that I can compose the scriptures. So this is the glory of Manasi Ganga. So we see there are two holy rivers, Mother Ganga and Manasi Ganga. Mother Ganga was brought by Vamandev. Manasi Ganga, Krishna himself brought in Vrindavan. Ganga, she received the slight touch of the toe of Lord's lotus feet, but Krishna eternally sports in Manasi Ganga. Ganga, she received Shiva's association when Shiva carried her. But Manasi Ganga, she always resides with Rajvasis who are worshipped by the great personalities. Mother Ganga, she purifies all sins. And Manasi Ganga, she can provide us Krishna Prema. The Ganga, this position is attained by Krishna's mercy. But the Manasi Ganga, this position is attained by Yamuna Devi's mercy or the devotee's mercy. So this is what I would like to speak on the first verse, that how Mother Ganga has appeared to the Lord pastime as Vamanadev. The second verse explains that when this Mother Ganga was descending, she also entered the Dhruva Loka. And we know Dhruva Maharaj, the great devotee of the Lord, he was so very happy to receive this Charnamrut, the great water of Mother Ganga. And he accepted this water on his head with great devotion. So he was so very happy. And then after this, Mother Ganga, after passing through Dhruva Loka, it enters the Saptarishi's planet. And they also being the great devotees of the Lord, they accept that water on their head. So this is the glory of Mother Ganga. And specifically, these words about Saptarishis, it mentions, Bhagavati Sarvatmani Vasudeve Anuparata Bhakti Yoga Apeshiktanya Arthatma Gatayo Mukti. So these Saptarishis, they are so great, they don't want anything else other than the lotus feet of the Lord. This is a highlighting point of this verse. Shukdev Goswami mentions that they only want the Supreme Lord as the goal of their life. And that's what Prabhupada mentions in the purport, that Kaivalyam Narkayate Tridashapura Akasha Pushpayate. That how for the devotees, they do not consider going to the heavenly planets or even the mukti, but they desire the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just take, it's already 8:59, two more minutes, because we have so much described the glories of Mother Ganga, her appearance. So there's a beautiful lesson we can learn from Mother Ganga, as soon as Radhanath Swami Maharaj mentions in his book, this beautiful prayer of Queen Kunti Devi. Twai me ananya vishaya ratir madhupatiya sakrit Ratimudvahati Adha Gange Vaughamudanviti. So what we can learn from Mother Ganga, that this verse Kunti Maharani prays, that how Mother Ganga, overcoming all the obstacles, meets her aspiration of going to sea, let my rati, my mind, also get attracted to Krishna. And so I was just thinking, when this mother Kunti is praying this this prayer, that let my mind get attracted to you. And so I was thinking, now when we pray to Krishna, that let my mind also get attracted to your lotus feet, so we also will have many obstacles. And I considered the obstacles what a sadhaka can have is, for myself, I contemplated, it was the biggest stumbling block is the false ego. Because when we take shelter of Krishna, Krishna wants to purify us. He is all attractive. He is attracting us. What's stopping us is this biggest stumbling block of false ego. And then whenever our attraction to Krishna goes and these stumbling blocks comes in, somehow we get hindered there. And somehow when it gets a little bit purified and we try to become humble, then we get some way and again we try to go ahead in our spiritual life. Like recently, Maharaj gave class in Brahmachari class in Mayapur, and he was mentioning that how Srila Prabhupada got dream of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur, that you take sannyas and help me in this mission. And we see that how much dedication Srila Prabhupada had for his Guru Maharaj, that no obstacles could stop him. So, two heart attacks, no like cooperation, and in spite of getting this big movement, so many difficulties from so many different personalities, God brothers or so, but making way through them, he has given us this wonderful organization or institution where we can take shelter of Krishna. I also remember Maharaj himself quoting this verse, but his life, when we read Journey Home, that so many obstacles when he's in search of Krishna, every time he's tasted, I very strongly remember the past times, like, you know, how he was caught in the quicksand, or he was drowning in Ganga and somebody showed him a way, don't go into this flow, take this flow, you can cross. So always praying in heart and trying to overcome these obstacles. And also Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of his prayers, he says, because once one develops that love and attraction for Krishna, he says, Tomara sevaya dukkha hoye jato, sei to parama sukha, seva sukha dukkha parama sampada, nashaye avidya dukkha. So then what is the remedy? He says, so when we develop that attraction or that intense desire to serve and please Guru, Krishna and Vaishnavas, then that obstacles would become opportunities. Many times Maharaj says that making obstacles into opportunities. So this verse, this prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tomara sevaya dukkha hoye jato. Definitely conditioned mind is writing for sadhaka that dukkha hoye jato, there might be some struggles, sei to parama sukha. But when we have that desire to please Krishna, that even that dukkha will become sukha. Seva sukha dukkha parama sampada. So seva is the important position of a devotee, nashaya avidya dukkha, and that's how we can purify ourselves. I just want to end with one small line of a arati, which is daily sung for Radha Govindev in Jaipur. I was very much happy to hear this. Every day they sing Govindji's arati during the darshan arati or the even for the Mangala arati. This is Charno se nikli Ganga pyari, jisne sari duniya tari, main un charno ke darshan paau, Radha Govind teri arati gaau. So every day remember that how from the Lord's lotus feet Mother Ganga has appeared. She is purifying, and also the Lord's lotus feet will purify us. Thank you so much. Please forgive me for any mistakes, anything spoken out of my realizations. I seek blessings of all the devotees. Thank you so much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you.